Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And there's so much talk in around the NFL in regard to the Dallas offensive line and how great they are, arguably the best in the NFL. What does that mean for Giants players on the defensive side of the ball, specifically the defensive line? Here's Jonathan Hankins.
I would say it makes me, work harder, try to prove that we can beat them. We can dominate the O-line and get after them. So we take it as a challenge because everybody's talking about it. And we're going to see how it turns out Sunday night.
All right, Paul, so we just heard from Hankins. I'm sure, I mean, if you're a defensive lineman and you hear all this talk about this O-line of the Dallas Cowboys, you've got to be really geeked up to play them.
Well, you do. It's a division rival. It's prime time. It's the first game of the season and against a very formidable foe. You know, the thing about the Giants' defensive line this time, though, as opposed to maybe last year when DeMarco Murray was there and he was the bell cow for 1,800 rushing yards, they got this multiple threat backfield now. So the Giants not only have to worry about the defensive linemen, but they got to worry about their keys and how each one of the running backs on the Dallas roster are a little bit different. You know, Randall's a little different than Dunbar. He's a little different than McFadden. And so these guys really have to be sharp on their keys.
I'm hearing at least 15 to 18 carries for Joseph Randall and then sprinkle in a little Darren McFadden as well.
Yeah, well, again, different styles. Now, Randall's got a little bit more speed. You know, he's going to be a little bit more to the sides. McFadden's a little more power guy between the tackles. But I tell you what, the Giants are certainly doing their homework.
Fantastic. Good stuff. This has been your Giants in 90 with Anita Marks and this guy, Paul Dottino.